Oh my God.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin.
Liz Phair.
Black Keys.
Hello, my friends.
Here are several fine young men who I'm sure are gonna go far. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ramones.
The Electric Crew.
Thank you.
Ike and Tina Review.
Big Brother and the Holding Company with Janis Joplin.
We apologize. Here they are, the replacement.
It's the balcony.
It's yours. Without a doubt, unquestionable, the one and only balcony, without a doubt.
Are we the undisputed balcony?
We are the undisputed balcony. There is no other balcony in the digital world. Isn't that amazing?
That's, it's great. We put down a flag. Look at us, man. Look at us.
I'm turn on my headphones here. I can hardly hear myself.
Turn your headphones up.
I shall. All right. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Scott.
I'm Anthony. We're Balcony Radio. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us once again for another program. I'm fiddling with something that I could wait like 3 minutes to open for us to start the music. Like, what an impatient dummy.
Oh, my God. You have to just get it all done. You have to multitask even while you're doing the radio program.
I know, right? Let's not. Let's just focus on the music, man. So what do we got going today, Scott?
Today, Anthony, we have some really great stuff. We have our cover version song. We have Gimme Back My Song. This is episode 18. These are the interpretations by other artists of other songs who did other artists and other songs. And they did it as well. And these are artists who have done their own songs and had their own songs covered by other artists.
Uh-huh.
How about that?
Uh-huh.
That's like... Uh-huh. That's like quantum physics in rock and roll.
It just ate itself.
It just ate itself right up.
That's what music did, I think.
It's beautiful,
I think,
man.
You
it's wonderful.
Explained it correctly.
So,
like Scott said, this is our testament to cover songs. And one of my favorite programs that we do, because it requires a lot of deep diving into people's more obscure records. And I forgot why. We were putting together songs for a different show. And I happened upon the song that we're playing. Was this one to third in the show?
Oh.
The Cher song. And I happened upon that, and I was like, wait a minute, what is this? And I actually really loved it.
Okay.
And I just thought, oh, this is going to be fun. So my aim was to find good covers of tunes that you already like, you and I are already fans of.
Yeah.
And just find a cover that I'd never heard before. And so I found a bunch of them that I'd never heard before. And this far into the game, man, I'm still discovering new music. It's so much fun.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, you picked some really good ones. I was really surprised with some of these covers. And it's like, that person did that, and that person did that.
I know, right?
You know, like the Fifth Dimension are going to come up later on. They'll be doing Sunshine of Your Love. That's... You know, to hear them talk about their, I'll talk about it later.
Yeah, I know.
It's wonderful.
Know. My favorite one is when we play the Wichita Linemen, and it's by the Meters, and they're doing like a reggae version.
Yeah, slightly reggae. That's exactly right.
So great. But we're going to start with an artist who I know Scott is very fond of. His name is Bill Withers.
Mm-hmm.
And this is him covering another artist that we're very fond of. His name is Harry Nilsson. This is Everybody's Talking.
Keeps a shining through
there's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I've got to beware. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds and getting so much resistance from behind. It's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Wilson Pickett. Good God Almighty, Born to Be Wild. And that was just unbelievable.
That one gets you going, man. What a great cover.
That was a good one. Wow.
I really like that one. I wish there was more of the R&B people of the 60s covered hippie music like that. There's some of it if you dig.
Oh, yeah. But, and with the driving horns behind it like that, man. Oh, my God.
Driving horns make up for a lot of incense and peppermints, don't they?
Oh, they sure do. Oh, my God. And when it gets you sitting here bopping in your chair, you know, that's...
We were both 70, 80 miles an hour in the chairs here.
That was great. That was really cool.
I was speeding.
You want to read that off? Want to read what's that say?
Damn right I do.
Go right ahead.
We're starting with Bill Withers doing Harry Nilsson's Everybody's Talking, and that's from Bill's record Just As I Am. Great cover of that tune. Moved on to Lady Aretha Franklin from her early 70s record Aretha Arrives, and that's her cover of Question Mark of the Mysterians, 96 Tears.
Right on.
What a weird song for her to cover.
It's great. That's a great one.
It was really great. And then we moved on to Cher. Cher doing the Buffalo Springfield tune For What It's Worth, and that is from her record 3614 Jackson Highway, which we really, really recommend. It's basically her at Muscle Shoals Studio in Alabama or Arkansas?
It's Alabama.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's in Alabama playing with all the best session musicians in the Southeast, and it is great. It's a great record. So, there's a bunch of good covers on that one. We pulled off one of the better ones. That's her doing For What It's Worth. And then we finished up there with Wilson Pickett stepping it four to the floor with Born to Be Wild from his record Hey Jude, which, as you can tell, has other good covers on it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was – there's some great stuff.
He also does the best version of Hey Jude that the Beatles don't do. So.
Which was a really good record. Yes.
Yeah, we played that one before.
Great stuff, man. Oh, man. Cover versions, that really – that's – it really gives you a different taste on an original song, you know. I like that.
It really does. I mean, it's double pronged. It's fun to find a weird cover like Cher doing that hippie song, and you know, like Born to Be Wild with an R&B review of a sound. Like that's cool,
right?
But it's also like I like hearing some of the songs done differently, and it just like it's interesting to hear a different take. Or to hear a song with a different voice because it makes it new again.
Yeah,
and in some ways, it just repurposes the entire song. Like the next one we're about to play, which is weird to hear a woman sing this song. It's the first time I've ever heard a woman sing this song.
This is true. Yeah. I have never heard a woman singing this one. This is pretty shocking. I was kind of surprised by this one.
Yeah, you want to introduce this?
Oh, certainly. We're going to listen to Sandy Shaw, and she's going to step up and do her best Mick Jagger impression. And sing and do some Sympathy for the Devil for you. Check this baby out.
Thank you. so in faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and faith. I made him sure that Pilate washed his hands and sealed his fate.
We sometimes get asked the very difficult questions.
Is it true in America you guys have so many beautiful dogs and pounds that some get put down for no reason?
But we've always got the answer.
That is true, Sam. But it's also something a lot of female singer-songwriters are trying to change.
Keep listening to Balcony Radio and BalconyRadio.com.
Why can't you see? Oh, baby. He came my way, and then we spoke of
Well, that was very cool.
What a weird song for them to cover.
Grace Slick and her pre-Jeff Airplane band, The Great Society, and that was Nature Boy. That was pretty nice. I liked that. Nice touch on that.
Yeah, I guess when you're learning songs, you learn the songs of your youth. And if you are a hippie, the songs of your youth are like
Nat King Cole.
Quasi-swing music of the 40s and 50s.
Absolutely.
And it's Nat King Cole. Mm-hmm. And it's just so weird to hear the hippies giving Nat King Cole his respect.
Yeah, of course. At this time, you know, that music is only 10 years old, 15 years old.
Yeah, it's weird, right? Yeah, it's still kind of like a newish song to them. It's like a tune everyone would know.
Right, exactly. And, you know, it's been covered by everybody. Even Sinatra was singing that song. So.
Yeah, but hearing Grace Slick do it, interesting.
I like that. I like that touch. It shows she's got chops, you know?
It does.
It shows when a singer can take someone out, take a song out of the Great American Songbook that is genuinely written and genuinely needs to be sung, they've got mm-hmm. chops. You know, that's wonderful.
Damn it. Yeah, agreed. All right, let me read off this one so you can do some plugs after this.
Certainly.
Let's see. You ready? All right, so we started with Sandy Shaw, who is one of them hippies herself, doing her version of Sympathy for the Devil. I looked up the date on this record coming out. It's called Reviewing the Situation. Mm-hmm. 1969, so mm-hmm. this is a brand new song to her. And she just owns it. Yeah. I love her version of the song.
That's right. And there are several tracks on that album I was looking at that came out in 68, 69.
There's a bunch of covers on it that are really interesting takes on just the popular big hits.
Absolutely.
And just, like we said, hearing the devil be a woman, perfect.
it's perfect. It's about time.
And then we moved on to one of my favorite Shunt songs of the night, The Meters from New Orleans, from their record Struttin', doing a great cover of Wichita Lineman. Oh, man. He's still there on the line, and now he's got soul.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's still, they really nailed it. I was listening to that. I was like, oh, no.
I know.
It's great.
The original one is a real tearjerker. And for some reason, this one just still hits me, even though they're putting a beat on it. Like, it still hits me.
Yeah.
It's the saddest song.
It's always, it says the same thing every time. You know?
Yeah, he's still out there.
Yeah.
When he's got a tear in his eye.
That line. He's listening to your calls.
And then we moved on to one of my favorite covers of the night, Suspicious Mind by the Heptones. Mm-hmm. More Elvis in your reggae music, please.
Please.
I wonder if I can put together enough Elvis reggae covers for a show.
Ooh, I like that idea.
Interesting.
We're going to save that idea for the chalkboard, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, hold on. I gotta type this one out.
Okay, before you do that.
And then we finished there with Grace Slick, and like Scott said, her band before she joined the Jefferson Airplane, later Starship. Was she in Starship too?
Yes. Yes.
And then she was in a band called The Great Society, which you should actually check out. I think they put out one record. I don't think there's a second one, but there's at least one, and there's a bunch of live stuff you can find online of them playing, and they're very good. They're really good. And, like, she would have been a star anyway, either way, I think. So
I agree with that voice. It was really
the voice, the stage presence. She's really pretty, like the whole thing.
Everything.
Truly
an amazing singer, and she, like we say, she nails Nature Boy right on the money.
Yeah, she really did.
All right, anyway, I'm going to do some plugs.
Here's Nature Boy himself, Scott.
Woo! Thank you very much. Okay, well, we'll do some plugs here. Woo! Nature Boy style. So here I am on Space Mountain. I'm Space Mountain. No, there's only one Space Mountain. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, our Space Mountain is balconyradio@gmail.com. Balconyradio@gmail.com is that very famous email account that you can send stuff to, and we respond to it. balconyradio@gmail.com, and you too can take a ride on Space Mountain. Okay, and moving right along, we have a website called balconyradio.com. balconyradio.com, and you can listen to our stream going on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week there, and we play just about everything we have Monday through Friday in our 65,000 or so track collection, growing exponentially almost, and we do that Monday through Friday, and then on Saturdays and Sundays we narrow things down to jazz, so we try and fill your musical needs 7 days a week at balconyradio.com. You can also listen to some of our past episodes, which are nesting there, and we are in the process of rebuilding them slowly but surely. And we have 24 shows from which to choose from, multiple genres and styles and tributes and this and that. And go check it out at balconyradio.com. And we are also on the social networking platforms. You can first check us out on Instagram. We are at Balcony Radio, and we post a few things there. We post covers. We post our... We have a huge vinyl collection in there. We post pictures of our vinyl records every once in a while up there. Pick our record of the day, the week, the month, the year, whatever we think would be appropriate. So we do that at Instagram. That's at Balcony Radio. And we are also on Facebook. It's facebook.com/BalconyRadioFM. Just put in Balcony Radio and there we are. We are the one and only Balcony Radio FM. We post all of our new shows there every week, and we post articles about music and all kinds of fun stuff. So keep us all in your social networking platforming needs, because we are there for you. It's BalconyRadio.com. Get on the tip now, pals and gals.
That's right.
Yes.
There's nothing I can say after you say get on the tip. I got nothing.
A horrible image.
You just cue the music, man.
Okay, we're going to do it. It is. David Axelrod.
David Axelrod.
You're so vain.
Your hat strategically sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in. Then I watch them roll away again. Sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting my time. Left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I had nothing to live for, looks like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm gonna sit by the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting my time. Looks like nothing gonna change, everything is still the same. I can do what 10 people tell me to. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Oh, 10,000 miles I roam, just to make this dock my home. Oh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting by the dock of the bay, wasting my time. Sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting by the dock of the bay, watching on the tide roll away.
Spinning wheel.
Ah, yes. That's the song I've been waiting for all night long.
I love that song.
The Fifth Dimension and the Sunshine of Your Love. Oh, my God. Wonderful. Wonderful.
I mean, the original is one of my favorite songs. I love the song. And for them to do all that business to it, it just makes it so much better.
It makes it great, man.
I love it. Oh, man. Aquarius at everything, please. Oh, I wish there was more covers of songs like that, like really, really hard rock songs into this hippy dippy version.
Oh, but yeah. It's great. And they did it Fifth Dimension style, and the harmonies were all there, and it was wonderful.
I love,
man,
the harmonies. It's the harmonies that get me.
It's beautiful. It's wonderful, man.
Do you want to read this set off, buddy?
Sure. We started with David Axelrod, who was really just the songwriter, but there
producer,
are
producer
and all of that. He's sort of the Alan Parsons of this particular project. His version, their version of "You're So Vain," it sounded like he had the Staple Singers singing.
I had no idea.
Singing background, singing the vocals on that, but whoever it was, they were kicking it out, killer. "You're So Vain" by David Axelrod. David Axelrod. The name of the record is called Heavy Axe. Excuse me, and it came out in it came out in 1974. So you can jump into the archives for that one from David Axelrod. And then right after that, we had Peggy Lee, Ms. Peggy Lee, and her version of Otis Redding's Dock of the Bay. My goodness, this was just too beautiful. This was amazing. It just killed. Peggy Lee's is killing it on this one from a record called The Natural Woman, which came out in 1969. So Dock of the Bay was probably a new song right about that time.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
So there you go. Peggy Lee staying on top of staying in the time, staying with her version of Dock of the Bay. And that was really nice, really excellent.
She's keeping it current for the kids out there.
Absolutely right. It's absolutely correct. And then Ms. Shirley Bassey also keeping it current for her fans with her version of Spinning Wheel from her record called Something. These songwriters are just amazing. This record came out in 1970, so... Spinning Wheel, again, is a relatively new song right about this time. So you're going to get some really good music from Shirley Bassey on the record Something and Spinning Wheel.
So you're gonna go with Bassey instead of Bassey, are you?
Is it Shirley Bassey? Is that the way?
I've heard both ways. It's one of those situations. I don't think there's a correct way to say it.
Okay, well, I'm going to go with Shirley Bassey.
I've heard both.
Yes, I'll go with Shirley Bassey.
All right, go for it.
That's what I'm... There you go. There, I've made my statement. And then we finished up with The Fifth Dimension from their record, The Age of Aquarius, and Sunshine of Your Love, the Cream cover. That's just really something else. Spinning Wheel, by the way, was a really wonderful song. Blood, Sweat, and Tears is one of my favorite bands growing up, listening to Top 40 Radio, and this one was played incessantly.
Because it's a great song. The original Spinning Wheel is a great song, and they had a ton of hits. Man, what a great band.
Excellent band. Very underrated. Very, very worth reappraisal, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. The other problem, like, they were very time and moment, and they were, like, the biggest band in the world for, like, 2 years. And then they just didn't have the staying power.
Yes. They had ten great singles and about five good records, and then they just disappeared.
In 3 years.
In 3 years. Very quick. But that was pretty big about the time. Brass bands with large brass lines that are with trumpets and all of that were very big at the time. Blood, Sweat, and Tears and Chase and Chicago and a whole bunch of other bands.
Yeah, what a very specific sound that is.
It really is. It's a driving horn. It really is an exciting sound.
Yeah, it totally is. So anyway, we're going to move on to another one of our favorite artists. I know I can say our with her. Mm-hmm. And in the 60s, she really recorded a lot of covers of like pop songs. And and this is one of the ones that I had not heard before until recently. And I love the idea of her doing Buddy Holly. And it's just, it's not even Buddy Holly. This is Chuck Berry.
Chuck Berry, yes.
I'm just so used to Buddy Holly doing this song because that's my favorite version of it. And it's weird. Oh, that's right. This is Chuck Berry's song. but it's just weird to hear Nina Simone doing like a rock and roll song from the 50s, because she's like the epitome of like classy lady when you see her perform.
Yeah, it sounds like a step down for her almost. Yeah. It's like,
oh no, but her 60s records are like littered with these covers of just great songs,
right?
And
right.
Her interpretations of everything are wonderful.
Yes,
and this is like one of my new favorites. So here's Nina Simone doing Chuck Berry's "Brown Eyed Handsome Man."
Arrested on charges of unemployment, he was sitting in the witness stand. The judge's wife called up the district attorney. She said, "Free that brown-eyed man. If you want your job, you better free that brown-eyed man." Crying across the desert in a TWA, I saw a woman walking across the sand. She'd been a walking 30 miles en route to Bombay to meet a brown handsome man. Her destination was a brown-eyed handsome man. Way back in history, 3,000 years in fact, ever since the world began, there's been a whole lot of good women shedding tears over a brown-eyed handsome man. It's a lot of trouble with a brown-eyed handsome man. A beautiful daughter couldn't make up her mind between a doctor like your daddy, he's a brown-eyed handsome man. Milo Venus was a beautiful lass. She had the world in the palm of her hand. She lost both her arms in a wrestling match to meet a brown-eyed handsome man. She fought and won herself a brown-eyed handsome man. 2-3 the count with nobody on. He hit a high fly into the stand. Was a brown-eyed handsome man that won the game. It was a brown-eyed handsome man that won the game. It was a brown-eyed handsome man.
It's true, you may let you abuse me. and I think we've got some action coming up now. We'll leave Bob Waller for the moment and go to the stage and listen to Iggy and the Stooges.
Van Morrison.
Hank Williams.
Dick Drake. Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin.
Liz Phair.
Black Keys.
You're listening to The Balcony.
Oh, man, you're using radio voice? I didn't use radio voice.
You're on the balcony.
This is Balcony Radio.
Come back.
treat me this way, well, I'll be back on my feet someday. Don't care what you do, cause it's understood. If you ain't got money, you ain't no good. You know if and I say so, you'll have to pack your things and go. That's right, hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back. Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back. Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more. Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more. No more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no
go. Ms. Helen Reddy and Hit the Road, Jack. Oh my goodness, from her record I Am Woman, burning up that song.
Hear her roar, man.
Oh, that was great. I love that one.
That was pretty good. I love her attitude in that one, because I have the feeling like Helen Reddy was like, what, 4'10" or something?
No, that's quite that tiny, but...
I have a feeling of a very small person really giving you a lot of sass.
Yeah, well...
How I feel about that one.
Yeah, she was killing it. She had a voice that was dynamite, man. And
yeah, what a great tune.
Why don't they put like that as a top 40 song? You know, if that came out,
the hell yeah.
If that came out on KHA, man, that would sell 10 billion songs. No, there no, just I don't know who programs these things.
The old whippersnapper.
Yeah, that's right. I'll tell you what to sing.
Anyway, we started that set. Moving on, we started that set with Nina Simone doing Chuck Berry's "Brown Eyed Handsome Man" from her record "High Priestess of Soul." As always, we recommend anything Nina recorded. Mm-hmm. Basically, up until the end, even when she gets weird and angry, so her stuff is still always interesting. Mm-hmm. And then we moved on to Liza Minnelli making a very rare appearance. Scott, that's Liza with a Z, if you're scoring at home.
I think that's right. Thank you very much.
And this is a cover of her, of Bill Withers' Use Me from her record, The Singer. Very, very deep dive on that one. Mm-hmm. I've never heard that before, and I loved it.
So that was I was really surprised when I found it myself. It's like, oh, okay, this has got to go in here.
Yeah, it's really good. Surprisingly good.
Yes.
And then we moved on to a great tune, "Feeling All Right," originally by who does
Traffic?
Traffic. That's right. Jeez, that
the song was the song was written by Dave Mason.
That's a Dave Mason song.
Yes, it is.
Very interesting. Mm-hmm. And then "Feeling All Right," that cover there by Gladys Knight and her Pips from her record "If I Were Your Woman." And then we'll finish up there with Ray Charles' immortal "Hit the Road, Jack." Don't you come back no more, no more, no more.
No more.
And that is by Helen Reddy from her mega-selling record, "I Am Woman," which won a bunch of Grammys and was a big seller in the mid-70s.
There you go. So, one of the greatest records of all time, I think.
I think she won like Record of the Year for that one, for "I Am Woman."
Yes, I believe you are correct on that. I believe that is correct. So there you go. We're coming into the last set of the horse race here, ladies and gentlemen.
We're in the final stretch, are we?
Final stretch here. And
Scott's gaining on you.
We just came out of a nice funky set here, and I think we're going to get into a very kind of a semi-mellow finish here.
Yeah.
And we're going to finish up here with that last set. We're going to start this last set with somebody straight out of the Laurel Canyon. In fact, she named the record after Laurel Canyon. Mm-hmm. And this is Jackie DeShannon, and she's going to be doing a version here of the band's "The Wait." This is really beautiful. Check this out.
Yeah.
I pulled into Nazareth. I was feeling about half past dead. I just need some place where I can lay my head. Hey, mister, can you tell me where can I find a bed? You just grinned, shook my hand. know was all he said. The load
right
on
me.
Picked up my bag. I went looking for a place to hide. When I saw old Carmen and the devil walking side by side. Well, I said, hey, Carmen, come on, let's go downtown. She said, I got to go, but my friend can stick around. Just old Luke, and Luke is waiting on the judgment day. Well, Luke, my friend, what about young Annalee? He said, do me a favor, hon, won't you stay and keep Annalee company? Take a load off, Annie. Take a load for free. Take a load off, Annie. And you put the load. Your cannonball now to take me down the line. Well, my bag is sinking low, and I do believe it's time to get back to Miss Fanny. You know she's the only one who sent me here with her regards for everyone.
Everybody's got their own way of doing anything. Like you take this particular song, for instance. It's been done by many, but I gotta do it my way. It says simply, just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans I made put an end to you. I woke up this morning, and oh, I wrote down this song, but I can't remember who to send it to. Oh, I seen fire, Lord, I seen rain. I seen sunny day, well, never end. Well, I knew. I seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But in my mind, I always thought I'd see you again.
Again,
again.
See you again.
I want you to look down upon me, Jesus. You got to help me make a stand. Just gotta see me through another day.
Another day.
My body's aching, but I realize that my time is ahead. And I don't believe I can make it. No, I'm away. That's why I said, I seen fire, I seen fire. Lord knows I seen rain. And I seen all the days that I fall, but never end. But I thought I'd always, always see you again,
see you again,
see you again,
see you again,
see you again. Walking in my mind to an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, turn your head around.
Well, there's always talking on the telephone lines, talking about things to come. But sweet dreams, fine machines, pieces all over the ground. Simply because I thought I'd always see you again, 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 again. I wanna see you again. See you. I made up in my mind that I would see you. Ha, listen to me now. Well, sometimes I'm really hard. Tears.
Yes. Well, they went from two teenagers holding hands walking down the street to two big bopping, rocking, friggin' funkers heading down the rock and roll and singing, I got you, babe!
You know, the natural evolution of any relationship.
That's right. That's exactly right. It's growth. It's called growth and maturity.
Yeah. The people in the second song have done it. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Etta James killing it with I Got You, Babe. Whoosh. I never heard that version before.
Sploosh is more like it's got.
What? Sploosh?
Sploosh is more like
Wow, winding up this episode of Give Me Back My Song, Etta James killing I Got You, Babe. Sonny Bono's rolling over in his grave going, oh my God.
That
was beautiful, man.
That is my new favorite version of that song.
I think so. She's so really good. declaring her emotional attachment to her friend.
I think she's in charge of that relationship.
I think so. You want to read what was in that set, sir?
Yes, I do, of course. Sure. We started with Jackie DeShannon, the landlady of Laurel Canyon.
Yes. Very well put. Yeah, there you go.
I think that was her role there.
The original deed owner or something.
Seriously. She put out a lot of great music in the 60s and 70s, and that was her excellent version of the band's The Wait, which everyone and their mom knows that song. And another one, it's always good to hear a woman sing that song. I don't know. Like, I like when the staple singers do it.
Yes.
Aretha Franklin does a great version. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just such a cool song for a woman to sing, and it's just great. And then we moved on to Bobby Womack from his Best Of, doing his version of Fire and Rain. Oof. Wow. A rare James Taylor quasi-appearance on the show, since neither Scott or I are big fans.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know. I'd go for James Taylor every once in a while. He's all right.
You're going to play a little Sweet Baby James?
Yeah. I will take Sweet Baby James, absolutely. Sweet Baby James. There you go.
And we played Bobby Womack, though, doing Fire and Rain, and his version is great. I also love any song where the guy talks at the beginning about how they're doing a song, and they're doing it my way. I love that. I always love that.
I love it.
And then we moved on to one of the great what-ifs of music. I don't know why she wasn't a major star like her sister, Irma Franklin, who, if you do some digging, put out some great material in the mid to late 60s and does a lot of great covers of popular top 40 songs of the time. And one of them is her version of Light My Fire, which is really, really great. We pulled that from a record of hers called Brunswick Essentials, but really just go check out any of her 60s material. It's really groovy. And then we finished up there with Etta James doing I Got You, Babe, from her collection Tell Mom at the Complete Muscle Shoals Session. And that just sounds like they had a good old time recording that song, too.
Oh, yeah, they had fun with that. That is for sure. And that concludes this episode of Give Me Back My Song, episode 18. Yeah, woo-hoo! You can let us know what you think at balconyradio@gmail.com. My name is Scott.
I'm Anthony. We're Balcony Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us. As Scott said, go find us on the internet. Drop us an email, balconyradio@gmail.com. Find us on Twitter. Find us on Instagram. Don't find us on Twitter.
No, skip Twitter.
Please avoid Twitter at all costs.
Instagram and Facebook, please.
Instagram and Facebook. Are we going to do a TikTok, Scott? Probably not. That takes too much effort.
That takes a lot of effort, and that's I don't understand it.
Yeah, no, Scott is. Every time I send Scott a TikTok link, which you know you can still watch, even if you don't have to have the thing.
Yes.
Yeah, he just is like, I don't have TikTok. Stop sending me these stupid things. I'm not going to look.
Every new social media platform becomes a greater waste of time. It finds a new way to infuriously waste your time.
I've noticed that. Scott stopped at Instagram. Instagram was fine. Yeah.
There you go.
Like anything new that comes along, Scott has zero interest in, and it just makes me laugh. I try. I really try to push TikTok on you. Look, Scott's cool. Mm. And I think your reply was, this is dumb. What's your reply?
Oh, my God. I don't know. What it's.
That must have been my algorithm.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, the algorithm is pretty stupid.
So if you haven't found a TikTok, ladies and gentlemen, go have fun. But I'm skipping out on it. But Instagram and Facebook are where you can find Balcony Radio. That's the whole point of this discussion.
Yes, that's right.
And so do that. And be safe and wear a mask and all that stuff. And
yes, of course. Get all your shots and all that business. Really. And let's get out of here with, I love this song. I love the original. I love this cover. I wish that James Brown had done an entire record of Sinatra covers. I don't know why he didn't.
Like, wow, that would have been
so
amazing.
Much goddamn material in the 70s. Not going out only in the afternoon.
Wow, that would have been really something to hear that James Brown great, right? do Frank Sinatra. Oh my goodness.
I would have loved it. I would have really loved it. But we're going to settle with this one. This was a big hit for Frank in the late 60s. It's a song called That's Life. And here's James Brown doing it from his record, Get Down to It.
See ya.
Later.
One more for the road. Give me the brew. That's life. That's what the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune when I'm back on top in June. Say that's life. Funny as it may seem, funky as it may seem, some people get their kicks from stepping on a dream. But I let it get me down. Cause this old world keep going around. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. And up, down, over and out. But I know one thing, each time I find myself falling flat on my face, one time the red man wouldn't buy if I didn't think it was worth a try. I rolled myself up in a big ball and hey, I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a pawn and a king, up and down, over and out. But I know one thing, each time I find myself flat on my face, I just pick myself up and get back in the race. Side of slide. I can't deny it. Thought of running out, but my bills just wouldn't let me buy it. If I didn't think it was worth a try, I rolled myself up in a big ball, said I'd roll up, roll right up. I'd get my razor. Reach
can get my slide.
Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
Dr. Dog.
It's the New Bell and Sebastian. You like it?
Balcony Radio.
Al Glee.
Jackson 5.
Lady Soul, Aretha Franklin.
Balcony Radio.
Kicking your ass.
Alice Cooper.
David Bowie.
Balcony Radio.
Kicking your ass.
Gene Vincent.
Buddy Holly and the Cricket.
Through.
Mr. Alan Toussaint.
Your
incredible string band.
Ears.
Mm-hmm.